Hey fam, you're welcome back to another amazing episode on the Chatting Miss Chubby podcast. I'm so happy to be speaking with you guys today. It is 2021 and this is the very first episode on our podcast. If you're an existing listener, thank you so much. You're the real MVP. And if you're a first timer, thank you so much for pressing play on my podcast. Trust me, you won't be disappointed. So let's dive right into what we have for today. Now, a lot of persons are going to be like, now, Madam Chubbiness, this your New Year podcast is actually too late. I mean, the New Year fever has died, but trust me, this is actually the best time for this podcast. So let's dive right in. I am so sure that by now, a whole lot of us have made our New Year resolutions. Every year, millions of people make New Year resolutions hoping to spark positive change in their lives, and despite the best of our intentions, once the glow of the fresh year wears off, many people struggle to make good on their plans. So, I am so sure that right now, the New Year fresh glow is kind of like wearing off, and I am publishing this podcast right now for that particular purpose, to actually help you bring your resolutions into reality. So today we are going to be talking about making your New Year resolutions happen. How the hell am I supposed to do this? How the hell are we supposed to do that? How will all of the things that we want to do, all of the goals we want to embark on this year, actually come into reality? Let's dive right in as I give you tips on how to make sure that your New Year resolutions happen. Number one, write your goals down. While it is great to have goals and resolutions, it is more important to write them down, document them, because first and foremost, we are human beings and it is easy to forget things like this. We are easily distracted by the things that are happening around us. Another reason you need to write down your goals is because writing down helps with clarity about what you want to achieve. It forces you to be precise, to make decisions. And the last reason, I believe that writing establishes intention. So having a written account of what you want to achieve is a constant reminder that you need to take action. You need to attack your goals aggressively. So when you write down, probably in your dictionary, in your diary, your chapbook, your book of ideas, one way or the other, you will go back to that book to actually pen down something. And trust me, you're going to come across your resolutions. So writing down actually gives you a sense of remembrance that you need to do something about whatever it is your resolution is. Number two, mentally prepare yourself for the change. A lot of us, you know, don't mentally prepare ourselves for things like this. I remember when I was trying to lose weight, when I said I was going to lose weight, it was my goal last year. And I started doing the sit-up, the squats, the press-up, wall push-up, and aerobic exercises with YouTube gym instructors and all of that. And then my mom would come into the room and she'd be like, "Nobi, today you start to fast. Your rest. It's not today, okay?" And then my siblings will actually follow suit. It was really, really depressing, and it felt like they were not really supporting me. And at that time, I had not mentally prepared myself that this kind of thing could happen. So I had not really set up a kind of like Udeshi kind of mentality to whatever they were going to say to me, because what they were saying to me was getting to me. And trust me, I stopped doing whatever I was doing because I couldn't take the jest anymore. I couldn't take it anymore. So you have to mentally prepare yourself for the change, because achieving goals comes with a whole lot of changes. So it's important to step back and get ready for that impending change. As you start thinking about the changes you want to implement, it is important to stay positive. Stay positive. Some persons will be like, "Oh, this one, why they do now? Just say you go actually work." really work, I just do it the true way. You really need to stay positive, and you need to understand that change is gradual. You cannot just up and decide to make big fat changes. It go hook you. It's going to, you know, hook you somewhere. You know, you want to develop a reading habit, and then on the very first day of achieving that goal, on your path to achieving that goal, you decide to read for 20 hours. Do you want to kill yourself with information overload? What's that? You probably should have started with 2 hours, because you're trying to develop a reading habit, and it's not going to come like that. If you decide to read for 20 hours straight, you'll be doing yourself a lot more harm than good. So probably start with 2 hours, 3 hours, you rest. Next day, you come back again, 2 hours, 3 hours. I'm not even a fan of long reading, because come on, it wears me out. Just get tired. So as much as I want to develop a good reading habit, I need to start really small. Slow change is still change. Slow progress is still progress. And also try to build on your smaller changes. And mentally prepare yourself for the mistakes that you're going to make. Trust me, you're not Mr. Perfect. You're not God. You might be a God, yes, because the Bible says that we are smaller gods. We are made in His image. So if God our Father is God, therefore we who are made in His image are gods. But then you cannot be perfect. One way or the other, you're going to default on your path to achieving your resolutions. You're going to default, and that doesn't mean that you should now, you know, dwell there. No. When you make mistakes, you own them. You own your mistakes and actually move forward to do other things. Rome was not built in a day. So slow progress is still progress. Rome was not built in a day. It's a gradual process. For you to embark on this, you need to take it slow, like real slow. And the next on my tip box is break up your big goals into smaller goals. A lot of us tend to be really eager when it comes to resolutions. We want to attack with brutality. We want to execute. And we have the best of intentions, though. And we may accidentally take on a goal that is too big to achieve. So it is really helpful if you can cut down, contract your goals, divide them into smaller and more achievable portions. For instance, let's say you want to get a skill in this new year. A lot of people are actually planning on getting skills this new year. First and foremost, getting a skill is like a whole big picture. And if you're looking at it like that, it's so big, and sometimes it's like it wants to swallow you. And you're asking yourself, okay, how am I supposed to achieve this particular resolution? Trust me, the better way is to contract them into smaller portions. Now, first, sub goal number one. What is that skill that resonates with me? This is me now trying to cut down the big goal, learning a skill, into smaller goals. So, firstly, sub goal number one. What is that goal that resonates with me? What is that goal that I have passion for? Because on the day when I am tired and my willpower is dead, my passion needs to push me. So, what is that thing I have a lot of passion for? Sub goal number one, find that out. Sub goal number two, what exactly do I need to embark on learning this skill? Okay, I need money, I need a phone, I need a laptop. Probably I'm going into tech. I need a laptop, I need a flash drive, I need this, I need that. Now, how many, sub goal number three, how many of these things do I have? Okay, I have like 60% of the props I need for this goal. Okay, the remaining 40%, how do I get it? Okay, it's probably just a laptop that I need. I'm going to save aggressively, or because I'm opportune, I'm going to ask my father for the money. So you see, sub goal number three. Now, come down to sub goal number four. I have gotten all I need. Now it's for me to embark. Which plug is better for me to learn out? Where can I get a good learning stand? Who is going to, you know, be able to teach me this skill better that I will be good at it. That is sub-goal number 4. Sub-goal number 5. Where do I begin? Of course, the basics. Now, deal with the basics. Sub-goal number 5. Sub-goal number 6, intermediate. Sub-goal number 7, advanced lecture. Advanced course, embarking on the advanced part of this skill. And sub-goal number 5, professional part of the skill. Now you see, you've actually broken, you actually contracted the whole big picture into 8 smaller steps. And one thing about contracting all of these forms is that it gives you a sense of fulfillment and a sense of progress, because it's like levels from level 1, sub-goal number 1, level 1 to level 2 to level 3. So it's like you're moving, you're making progress, you're achieving this. Now you have this, you're going to do this, you're going to learn the basics next to the advanced. You know, a sense of progress. That is what breaking down your big goals into smaller ones can do. The next one on my list is share your resolutions with others. It is great to make resolutions for yourself, really. And even write it down, you know. But if no one knows about it, it is really easy to ignore. And when you don't achieve it, no one is actually going to notice or care. Now, it is not everybody you're going to share your resolutions with, because a whole lot of people are not in your pack. They are not your kind of person. They don't have the same, you know, agenda as you. And they could actually discourage you. You have to find someone who has kindred spirit and is actually working towards the same thing. And you know one thing that sharing your resolutions with others does? It automatically gives you an accountability partner. Okay, I'm on the path to lose weight, and I have this friend or someone I know that she's always been talking about losing weight. And I'm like, okay, I want to lose weight too. I plan on losing weight this year. And though you show her, probably tell her your plans and how you plan to do it. And then she'll be like, okay, that's true. Me too. I also wanted to do this year. Let's do it together now. At the point where you are on your lowest, your accountability partner comes in to actually cheer you up and encourage you. You know, you want to take in junk food, and then she just comes up. Why are you taking junkies? We are working on our weight. We need to watch what we eat. So you have an accountability partner. And then there is a sense of obligation. So if you don't follow through, it's like you're following their hand. You get what I'm saying? Now, lastly, but not the least, if you fall off track, get back right on quick. I already established this fact when I was talking about preparing yourself mentally. Rome was not built in a day. I said that before. And we've already established that it's going to take time for your resolutions to come into reality. We've also established that change is quite slow and difficult. And we've also said that you should leave room for mistakes, errors, and setbacks. Missing your goal by 70% is not a complete failure. A moment of weakness is meaningless in the grand scheme of things. So setbacks can happen, but as long as they are handled correctly, they will not impact the big goal. The key is to avoid the defeatist attitude. Okay, I was supposed to develop reading habits, yes. So I'm supposed to read for 5 hours today. And then I ended up pressing my phone. Man, I'm more this kind of thing. I need to do it again. Tomorrow now, I'll still carry my phone and press. Next tomorrow, I'll still carry my phone and press. I beg. Anyhow, I'll just manage myself. I cannot come and keep myself. You know, you've been defeated. You felt defeated, like you've just defeated yourself by your own self. You've got your own sleep by your own self. You need to avoid the defeatist kind of attitude. Like, put it in the bin. Cover it straight away. Put it in a sewage truck. We don't want any of that. Once you made a mistake, like I said before, own it and move to the next thing. A few mistakes shouldn't destroy your resolutions for the year. I hope you have gotten value in this episode, and I also hope that all of your goals come to reality. We've come to the end of this particular episode, and it is a wrap. It is a big wrap. So do contact me, guys, if you actually wish to delve deeper into this course of discussion. I will be more than ready to go on with you. And you can find me on Instagram at the Chatting Miss Chubby _podcast. Send me a voice message on Anchor. I would love your feedbacks. I would love to hear your comments. And also, guys, don't forget to share this episode to you and your friends and family. Don't forget to share to your friends and family. You don't want to be the only one that has this winning formula, trust me. So share, subscribe, and follow me on whichever platform you're listening to me from. Enjoy your day, guys, and stay tuned for the next episode. Cheers to 2021. Love you guys. See ya.